We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Locked in on this more than I care to admit this weekend on what the hell happened with Tarzan, because, you know, it's hard to read people when you have them in for an interview, but seemed like a good dude. So
right,
what kind of trouble can a guy get in with animal shenanigans? And so, like, people are telling me. So, like, all of a sudden, I retweet this story. TMZ broke the story.
Wow.
TMZ broke the story.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what the hell happened? He got like two assault charges and one burglary charge, and he was being held on no bond. I think he's still in jail. And
jeez, man.
Yeah, because they gave him bond on one of the charges, but one of the charges they did.
On the two assaults they did, but then on burglary, which is still kind of unclear. It's the only thing that's not really reported on. I've seen some things on social media. I'm not really comfortable saying what it is because they're guys who don't like Tarzan saying what he did. So I don't know how comfortable I feel what they're saying he did.
We need David Ovalle.
I asked David Ovalle. He was the first guy I thought of when this story happened. I'm like, David Ovalle definitely knows what happened in the story.
Last I checked, he was climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, though.
Oh, is he? Okay, so he's busy. but no, I immediately because we DM each other pretty regularly,
right,
when
yeah.
there's crazy stories. He always sends me stuff for the show.
Yeah, he drops into my DMs.
And so I was like, hey, man, what happened with this story? I have to know because, you know, we've had him on before. I'm curious. I like the guy on Instagram. What the hell happened with the real Tarzan? And he's local. He lives down here. I was just genuinely curious. So based on what I gather, I saw that he was told to like stay away from this Hector fella, and then there was this other guy, this other fella who I saw the name, I was like, all right, well, what are the ties here? And so I type in the one name, and turns out dude's a python hunter. Not like Dusty Crumb, but he is a python hunter. And the guy has like the record for like longest catch, I guess. And based on what I gather is the story behind this beef is they feel like Tarzan is a phony. He's fugazi, like he's not a real zookeeper. So there's rep. I didn't know this, Leroy, but I went into the reptile underground.
You were in the dark web for reptile people.
Yeah, I was on the dark web for reptiles. And apparently, I guess Tarzan's fame is not looked upon too kindly amongst the hardcores, if we will, in the animal community. And so, yeah, this is it. He's sitting in jail right now, and huge bummer to see that for a guy we found entertaining on Instagram. But yeah, people were like, I was getting stuff sent to me this weekend where people were like, yeah, he had all these misdemeanors last year from Florida Wildlife. His method of shipping iguanas was not on the level.
Okay.
So there was that. That's still unresolved as well. But yeah, man, that was crazy. I mean, Leroy, I was doing so much internet sleuthing. It was disgusting. I don't know why I was so obsessed with this. I don't know why I was so interested to find out why there was animal beef that was going on. But I told you guys, even before that was reported by those python guys,
right,
I was like, I found the guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, you came up with it, and then TMZ stumbled upon it.
I was like, I found the guy. It's the python guy.
Right.
And the guys, and the other thing is, you guys can go look it up yourself. This python fellow, him and his buddies, they are laughing at this on social media. Because they took a couple punches in the face, and now this dude's sitting in jail. Crazy. Crazy tale.
That is kind of crazy. And think about this. It's over animals that everybody wants eradicated.
That's right. Yep.
I don't understand what, you know.
I don't know.
Why can't we all get along?
I don't know.
Wait.
I find it weird.
Are we all in agreement that one's a python hunter, one's getting rid of iguanas, that's what we want?
This is the thing I find weird about it. How do you get an animal cruelty charge on an animal that has a shoot to kill, like, bounty on it? That's what I find strange. The state has come out and said, take iguanas out at all cost. This guy is deciding.
No, well, no, because there. I mean, like, wasn't there people like there was that guy that was running shopping carts over iguanas, and they got him because that was cruel and unusual
is
punishment.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I just find it weird that you want the animals dead, but no, you want them done in a certain way.
Listen, it's like when there's a death penalty case, right? Like, everything has to go right with that death penalty case. The injections, all the medicines, all that stuff. If something doesn't go right, like, if a guy, you know, is, like, suffering through his own death, even though he's on death penalty, like, that's against the rules. You can't do that.
I saw one guy goes, this guy goes out there and he says, I'm out here to save the iguanas. But is it really saving if you're charging $250 for an iguana? I'm like, hey, man, that's just capitalism. I don't know what to tell you. You got a bunch of iguanas that people don't want in the wild. If somebody wants a pet iguana and he's shipping it for $250, that's just good business. Is that cruelty? I don't know.
I don't know. It's hazy.
It is a little steep. But
if he's
selling them like that.
I don't know what the running rate for iguanas is. How much is an iguana?
Go on Amazon.
They're free. They're on the side of the damn road. Well, Go get you one.
You don't have to buy one. Go catch it.
But I was on the golf course yesterday. There was one hole where there was about 30 iguanas just roaming. One giant one and a whole bunch of little baby ones. Like, yeah, man.
Wild. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM.
Oh, they said no, it's on
HD2
your property.
Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
FWC has three ways you can get rid of iguanas. Rolling shopping carts over them, not one of them. Just saying. Thank you, texter 67974 on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. The Marlins, Robbie had them losing like 13 in a row.
And they won two over the weekend. And
so minus one for you.
Yeah. Give yourself
just
minus one.
Just being negative names.
Minus one.
I hate Muscovy Ducks, man.
Oh, they're ugly.
They're just disgusting.
They're horrible.
Creatures.
Yes.
Is that the ones with the ugly red?
Yes,
yep.
Yes, yeah. Horrible. Not like a nice mallard. Hey. Like, you see a nice mallard?
Oh, a mallard's just delightful.
Mallard is delightful.
By the way, since we're on the subject of animals, you guys have to watch last night's Sarah Gay.
Oh, yeah, Robbie.
Oh, episode two?
Oh,
episode
yeah, two. So I, as soon as I got in the studio, right, you were out there working. Leroy was, I don't know what he was doing. Robbie goes, dude, elephant deals on TV.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen one in person. What?
It's amazing because I remember as
it's
a kid.
It's not that crazy.
As a kid, when we went to the zoo,
yeah,
that's all anything all the little kids commented on. Whoa, look at that! Like,
or that you go to the. I mean, they don't have the circus anymore. You go to the circus and the elephant taking a deuce.
No, the last time I went to Miami Zoo,
yeah,
I was the beautiful picture of the elephants in the background. I told Tommy and Sophia to go take a picture. I was like, and I'm looking. I don't know why I made it an 80s camera. And then I look. I'm like. Oh man. Guys, just get out of the way. Just forget it. You know what? The elephant's not in the mood right now. I mean, it's but I will say horse hog proportionally
pound for pound
just as impressive. More headlines, please.
Let's do that segment. Pound for pound, who has the most impressive deal? The Marlins so split the games with the Braves. So they lost, but they tried. They lost yesterday 5-4.
How about the crowd, though? Like, that was crazy.
Out of nowhere.
On Saturday night, it was just, it was like 29,000 people there.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
UM night.
It was UM night. Why is UM night such a...
Because they give, like, the faculty and staff and everything, like, you know, free tickets.
Everybody free tickets?
I don't know if it's free, but they get...
Super cheap?
But I thought they're only counting paid tickets as far as the paid
attendance. No, they're paid, but they're like, let's say, I don't know what the deal is, but they get super cheap tickets.
Yeah, they're bought at that good group rate.
Right. Exactly.
Well, it was cool, man. Like, they had that win. This Braves bullpen is a disaster. I love it. Oh, I hate them so much. It was a huge crowd. And the Marlins get this big win. Martin Prado has the walk-off sack fly. They almost won it in the ninth. Isan Diaz was thrown out at home plate. I still don't think that Brian McCann tagged him. Unwritten tag. I hate that guy. Dude looks like a fat gerbil in the batter's box. I really dislike him. Ooh, I just wish. There's few athletes. You know what? He's on my list. There's few athletes that I wish just the least success to. I hope he has no success. Every time he goes up there, I'm rooting
for
a strikeout.
He's about to be like 40.
Don't care.
He's still playing.
Hall of
that
Famer?
That means he's had success.
No.
Hall of Famer?
No. Hall of Fame bum.
Hey, Beast, somebody said, I don't think lethal injection can be called medicine.
Huh?
They used, never mind. I don't.
No, but listen to this. So this was.
Sorry, the drugs they used, not medicine. Whatever, man.
No, but I think this deserves a listen. So this was Martin Prado after the game, right? super emotional, like, with what that meant. He thought that that was a seminal win for the franchise, which you think is crazy because they're in last place and it's just a win against the Braves and they split the series. But, like, he's saying, like, this is – it was almost like Mr. Miyagi telling Daniel's son how this is going to craft them in the future. Because, like, him and Grandy, man, the two elder statesmen in the locker room were just saying, like, this is how baseball should be.
To be honest with you, like, it's been a while since we got this type of – this butterfly in the stomach. Today was – I was so happy. Like, I was so happy overall. The effort from the young guys, how they handled the pressure. The crowd was unbelievable. And I'm telling you, after the game, we talk about it. They were really excited about it. And I think Grandy mentioned it. Just get used to this. This is – whatever, everything out there in baseball, this is what baseball is all about. You know, playing in front of a crowd, they're just expecting always good things to happen. And I know that's impossible to happen, but just the way they react, the way they handle the pressure, the way they approach, the way they were intense the whole game, it just made me, I was just smiling the whole way. Even I was just watching Alcantara, it was unbelievable. And their pitcher too. So that's the type of game that you kind of look back and say, wow, that's baseball is a beautiful thing.
It was beautiful, man. Martin Prado.
And Severino was pointing it out on Friday. He's like, there's going to be a big crowd on hand tomorrow. I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever, Severino. Whatever you say, bro.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right, whatever you say, Paulie.
No, he knew.
Hey, by the way, shout out to Grandy Man. Second Decker. Was it Friday?
That was Saturday. Saturday. That was also Saturday.
Yeah.
Second deck.
That was beautiful.
The upper deck.
Yeah, man.
Marlins Park.
Ballpark.
Granny hits a lot of home runs, man.
He's hit 10. Shut up.
He's had a lot over his career.
Pound for pound. He's hit like 179, but he banged out 10 home runs.
By the way, did Yelich hit 40 yet?
He hasn't played. He's been down with the back.
That's right.
I don't understand how he has such a bad back. Like, what is that?
Dude, if you...
No, he's always had a bad back, Robbie.
Do you understand?
Robbie gives me the needle mine.
Do you understand how bad that is on your body and your torso? And it's like golf. Golf is, you know.
No, I get it, but it's just it's a chronic thing for him, and he really has had nothing else in his career other than the back. It's strange. Grandy Man, 342 career home runs, man. That's a bopper.
I mean, it's pretty good.
That's not pretty good. That's, you know.
That's really good.
Yeah,
for a center fielder for most of his career.
Yeah.
You guys are disrespecting the Grandy Man.
No, I'm not. I gave him credit.
No.
There was nothing malicious about my comments. I really was like, wow. I saw him hit one in the second deck. Right. I also saw him step on his glove and do a face plant.
It was one time in spring training. The guy was getting the rust off.
Let me explain something to you.
Oh, goodness.
There's certain things you do in your life. You only need to do them one time. Like, for the rest of your life, you're going to be known as the guy that ate the crow.
I don't think I am.
Yes, you will.
Yes. Why?
Yes.
No, because he's bound to do something more stupid.
Okay, well, that if
I
you
do... I don't appreciate that.
I mean, it's bound
really?
To happen.
Did he lie?
You guys are rude. You should be happy with
just
the...
real quick, just so I can get...
Prado and Grandy Man having a moment.
Brian Flores... gave the Dolphins a couple of days off. They're going to go to Tampa. Joint practice, getting ready for Friday's preseason game.
The old JP.
Also told reporters he feels no pressure to put Josh Rosen with the first team. So we'll see what happens there.
I feel like we should put pressure on him. I don't know what that means, but like, I feel
yeah,
like
what
we
does
should.
That mean? You're going to call him out?
Well, no. I don't want to call him out
because I like the guy, but I want to see Josh Rosen.
I think what he's saying is just like Tobin said, hey, we want to see Rosen. We want to see what he can do. So this is the year to see what we have in him. And I think what he's saying and what Flores is saying is there's no pressure on me to do that. So he'll go in when he's ready.
Yeah, but I want to see if he's got the goods.
But you do understand. If you put him in the same situation he was in last year, you're not going to get anything done, and you're not going to find out anything. So let's make sure he is prepared to be in the game. Let's make sure he has the right complement of players where he can be protected, and then you can evaluate him instead of just throwing him out there and having him go through the same thing he did last year.
All right, well, speaking of quarterbacks, we got to break some code here. All right.
Code.
A lot of things happening on the social media world.
Okay.
With the Canes QB battle. Manny Diaz spoke on it. Saturday was supposed to be decision day. We'll hear from the Canes head coach next.
Never wanted to be a Gator, never wanted to go to Florida State. Long as I remember, I wanted to be a Hurricane. Never was afraid of alligators underwater or beneath the surface. I was raised by Steve Irwin. Climate change caused strange things in the sky, man. You gotta be a stingray if you wanna kill I. The eye is forming over the states, feel the breeze and the calm before the storm or the hurricane season. Tossing alligators from the ground up to the roof, and I'm using them for a new belt and a new pair of shoes. You F is so whack that you D used you for years and came back to Miami, cause it's all about to you. I heard that you think that you're gonna win, but take a look at the time of the year, cause it's hurricane season. Hurricane season. I heard that you think you can pass the storm to get
look. Wait, nobody gonna say nothing? This is horrible.
You're horrible.
Who is this?
Eddie Blake. It's my guy. He sent me something new over the weekend. I got something for you boys. What do you see?
It's not good.
You're not good.
I mean, I get the, like, I appreciate it.
You don't appreciate it. In fact, now you're backtracking, and you're a liar, which I don't appreciate.
I'm not backtracking.
That's fine. That's fine. But it's great. So anyway, wanted to get you guys in a couple of things.
Sure.
First of all, don't know if you guys saw that this weekend, but did you guys watch any Bare Knuckle Brawling this weekend?
No, we did not.
Nope.
Well, you missed out. So this was Leroy in Bare Knuckle FC 7. And this is Caleb Harris.
Oh, that dude in the white about to get knocked out. Because he look how straight-legged he is.
Yeah, well.
Better get down
a
little
bit. Is this the knockout you tweeted?
Yep.
Oh!
Yeah, he's dead.
Yep.
Oh!
Yeah, he's dead. You guys could see that at 790 The Ticket on our Twitter account.
Yeah, I saw that.
Come on.
That's our knockout of the weekend.
Wait,
that was rough.
You telling him to come on in. You tapping him on the back ain't doing nothing.
By the way, what was with the reshaped nose that you sent us?
Oh. So there's this fight this weekend. It was Vicente Luque versus Mike Perry.
Right.
And Luque hits Perry with a knee in the third round, and it broke to his nose.
That wasn't just broken. That was like
It's super fractured. Yeah. Leroy, did you see this?
No.
Okay. Hold on one second. Mike.
Why don't you pay attention to the group text?
I do.
I felt like everybody was ignoring
the group text.
He asked
me if I saw it, not if I heard about it. No, I didn't see it.
He sent the picture on the group text.
I didn't see it.
Take it easy, man.
Take it easy is correct.
Okay.
That's his nose now. It was super fractured.
Ooh.
And he was gushing blood like in the third round the entire time. It was horrible.
Ooh.
So he had to get reconstructive surgery in Uruguay, which I'm sure is exactly where he wanted to get his plastic surgery. So he can't have contact with anybody for 6 months. He can at least train for 6 months. They said no contact. At least no hits to the face.
Does he have a tattoo above his eye?
Yeah, he does. I don't know what I think it says platinum.
Like you ever?
That's his nickname. Like, Platinum Mike Perry.
The old saying goes, you know, he got his face rearranged. Like that dude got his nose totally rearranged.
He got his nose flattened like a pancake. That was horrible. Retweet that at 7-9 The Ticket. Put the Mike Perry nose on our Twitter account so people can see that because it's
on it.
Horrible.
Wow, it looked like it's underneath his eye.
So we have the Canes. What were we, 2 weeks away?
Exactly. Away from? Somebody said his nose is on the side of his head now.
Less than 2 weeks away from Canes and Gators, man. So this was supposed to be a big weekend where we were going to find out who the starting quarterback is for your Miami Hurricanes. So Manny Diaz, he was letting everybody know where things stand with the QBs and the whole evaluation of things and where he thinks everybody is. Here's your Canes head coach.
I look forward to watching the film. Obviously, you know, in the first half, nobody played well on offense, so it was hard for those guys to function, and part of that was their doing as well. But again, I saw some guys lead some good touchdown drives in the second half. You know, again, I think Jaron hit one to Will Mallory. I know we had one to KJ Osborne at the end. Still like the running of DJ Dallas, you know, and I think he's been consistent throughout camp, so that's been encouraging.
So It's obvious he has his choice. He knows who it is. All right. And I told you guys, there's no point in putting this a secret. If you guys missed earlier in the show, I saw Jaron Williams this weekend on social media.
Oh.
And his post reeks of, I got the starting quarterback
well,
job.
Well, did you see Tate Martell's post?
Yes, what I'm getting to.
Okay.
But Jaron Williams puts out, I'm good, no handouts, not asking for help, 10 toes, bout mine, best believe I'm a step. Obviously the starter, Leroy. Just saying.
That's what you got out of that?
100%.
All right.
Now, Tate Martell.
Mm-hmm.
This one is even more. You want to talk about tells. This is a Martell right here. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I see what you did there.
Tate Martell, he puts on social media, picture him quarterbacking. Let's work. Over. Told you. That's a not got the job text.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, let's work. Why would you need to work if you
already have
the job?
Why would you need to work if you got the job? Doesn't have the job. Clear as day. Clear as day. That's that. That's that. By the way, Brad Kaya, Robbie's favorite, saying on Jaron Williams' Instagram post, that 15 looks good on you. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all there, Leroy.
Well, what does a number have to do with whether
you're playing? That's what Brad Kaya wore.
That's what he used to wear. He wore 15. Passing of the torch, if you will.
A compiling torch.
That's not what I was going for. Not what I was going
they
for.
They are going to have to get the ball out of the hands quickly because that offensive line, man, the more I hear.
When you're
looking at standard basic plays,
yep.
Sometimes your offense could struggle. That's why you game plan. You game plan to try to cover some of those things up.
You guys want Nikosi Perry's post?
Sure.
I told you they can't stop posting. You thought I was crazy with this stuff.
You did say that. But then you take it a step further and try to make what they're tweeting mean something.
Everybody's Instagram post means something, all right?
Okay.
If it's not an ass model, an animal attack, or a knockout, your posts have a purpose other than what's just there on the surface, all right? So listen. This is what Kosi puts up there. Puts up a lyric from Major Nine. You know who that is? Chad Thomas.
Yeah, Chad Thomas. Yeah.
All right, plays for your Browns.
Okay.
You should know that. You love the Browns. He puts, quote, I know that it ain't going to be so sunny one day, and I know that this pain ain't gonna really going away. Major Nine, hashtag blessed, hashtag humble child.
Hey, by the way, hashtag blessed, that usually means
no. Hashtag blessed means you ain't got the job.
You ain't got the job.
You ain't got the job.
You ain't got the job. That means you still blessed.
Robbie,
even though
put it out to the news outlets. Jaron Williams is your Miami Hurricanes starting quarterback.
Are you reporting that as a journalist?
I'm reporting that. I've broken down the Instagram posts. I know who the starting quarterback is. It's Jaron Williams.
By the way,
he came out on top.
Here's what's wrong with you young fools today.
Who are you calling?
You talking about the three quarterbacks?
No, Eddie Blake is fired. The hell Leroy knows about?
Yeah,
rap music.
Agreed.
Like, point
for Dexter.
You can be a good rapper and have a song that sucks. Do you not understand that? Just because you're a great rapper don't mean every song you put out there is great.
Disagree.
You guys are idiots.
All right, you want to?
You can have garbage out there and be a good rapper.
No.
You fall for it then.
What,
I ain't falling for it.
Fine.
Song wasn't that good.
Can I get a chance at redemption?
Sure.
All right. This is great. I got sent this weekend by Eddie Blake. All right. So we know about Adam Gase. He loves smelling the salt. All right. He's a weirdo. I don't know if you guys talked about this on Friday.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That dude's a weirdo. And I don't like him. He's a bum.
That's why
he's one of the four bumsmen. All right. Eddie Blake.
Did you change the four bumsmen, by the way?
Yeah.
I feel like you made a...
Oh, somebody moved out? And somebody... You know, that's kind of permanent. You know, like, you can't just go change the faces on you.
No, I mean, listen...
Well, this one's more official because they're actually on the four horsemen's body. But you can see the four bumsmen right there, Leroy. The four bumsmen, Adam Gase, Wei Yin Chen, Josh McRoberts, Hassan Whiteside. That's the four bumsmen.
Wait, why is the side so swole?
That's, There is a mystery.
Hassan is swole. I'll give it to him.
There is a mystery
fifth. He looks like he's 4'2" in that picture.
There's a mystery fifth bondsman, but it's an inside joke that we can't get into.
Yeah, it wouldn't equate to retweets. Doesn't make
Correct.
Sense.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Here is Eddie Blake's new jam, The Cocaine Man.
They call him Adam Gaseman, the cocaine man. He's on the sidelines doing lines, he don't give a damn. He takes it to the brain, powder to the face, man. You know his name is Adam Cocaine Gaseman. He's flying so high, look at his old eyes. He just put something up his nose, no lie. He's Tony Montana, no capier de solo gana. That pump will keep him up all night, hasta la mañana. He's looking hella fresh with a beard and a visor. He's in love with a white girl. He calls her Michelle Pfeiffer. Hold up. He's sitting in his office looking like he just ate a dozen powdered donuts. Yeah, he's just a little pick-me-up to go ham. In December in New York, he's known as the snowman. So tread light, cause he's about that life. He's up at night, the M&J or Smith. Cause he's just trying to get that body. Call him Adam Gates, man, the cocaine man. He's on the sidelines, doing lines. He don't give a damn. Takes it to the brain, powder to the face, man. You know his name is Adam Cocaine Gates. He call him Adam Gates, man, the cocaine man. He's on the sidelines, doing lines, he don't give a damn. He takes it to the brain, powder to the face, man. You know his name is Adam Cocaine Gates, man.
Apologize.
But this one's better than that
Apologize.
Last one.
Apologize.
Look, I like this one.
Apologize.
It was good.
The last one was garbage, though.
Can we play this one?
Can we play
this when the Jets come to town?
All I'm going
to
tell you
yes.
is.
Yes. Why can't you guys
say. You worried
say,
about your Deadspin moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be it.
Why? I didn't make the song.
I know, but us playing it.
What?
That's what's going to be. It's going to be it.
Why?
You're insinuating that an NFL coach is
no, he's not.
Low on the
he's
sideline.
Not. Wait, tell me. You didn't make that song.
Did I make the song?
Sorry.
The song
that we just played insinuated that an NFL head coach is doing blow on the sideline.
No.
They're clapping
not the head coach.
On Deadspin?
They didn't have Deadspin back then.
Whatever.
Plus, Jimi Hendrix.
Plus, everyone was doing it.
Listen, man. What am I supposed to do? If a dude is doing smelling salts on the sidelines, a coach, what am I supposed to do with that?
And he had his offensive line coach previously who was doing the...
Yeah.
I mean, Beast, the guy stays up all... Like, are you reading the stories that come out about him? Like, he stays up all
yes,
hours of the night.
I know.
People had to yell at him because he's nonstop with it. I'm not saying he is, but what am I supposed to think? What am I supposed to think?
He likes smelling salts.
Yeah, all right. Look, I'm not going to end up on Deadspin, all right? Don't worry about it. And if I do, great publicity.
Great.
Yeah, what's the big deal? You'll be all right.
The same man who ate crow played a song about cocaine.
Yeah, you guys are saying you want my new identity. There it is.
This is the Deadspin headline. Right
but all, but also, I didn't do the song.
You did not do the song.
I just got it sent to me, and I played it.
Somebody said, Tobin, did you see the WNBA fight?
I did see that.
They fight for real.
Yeah, they did.
They do not play. There's not slap games.
Brittany Griner was coming for keeps.
Hey, by the way, like, you know how you see the men's fights?
Yep.
When they kind of slap, nobody's really trying to hit nobody. The women are not having it.
Oh, my God. Not at all.
Hey, makers.
Crazy. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. By now, you guys should have downloaded the radio.com app. It's the only way to listen to the ticket on your smart device. You can listen to our shows live or on demand all in one place. And if the stream drops, which would be the least of our problems these days,
yep.
Email brian.london@entercom.com.
Why?
brian.london@entercom.com. He'll probably forward it to support@radio.com. It lets corporate know that there's a problem. And they'll hop to it.
Although I think, you know, we've had bigger problems lately.
That's what I'm saying. If all I have to hear about is a stream issue these days,
right.
I'm like, oh.
I wish we had a support@stayontheair.com.
Me too. That would be beautiful.
Yep.
Dude, I love this Sergei Bobrovsky, new Panthers goaltender.
Oh, this picture is wonderful.
Dude, Leroy, look at this guy. Look at him. I don't know what he's doing.
That's Darboy to Doom.
He is rocking a toga. I don't know what hat that is. It's some Russian hat. It's like Khabib. I don't know what's going on there. And he's just sipping a cup of Joe in what looks like a Russian bathhouse. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. He's in a log cabin or something like that.
Hey, no, I'll tell you. It's,
I'm fascinated by
is
this.
Is Will in there?
Who?
Manto. Doesn't he like those?
We'll forward it to him. We'll find out.
Find out.
But this Sergey Bobrovsky, man, like, I'm fascinated. He's like the most interesting man
in
the world.
I'm trying to get him on.
So great.
We're going to have to do, once the Panthers season starts, we're going to have to do Panthers Wednesday.
Like, you think he's just rocking the toga in the Bobrovsky household? Like, just left and right?
I'm going to have him come in with the toga.
Oh, what?
I'm working.
Oh, man, that'd be amazing.
I don't know if we can get it done, but we're trying because he's very valuable to the organization.
So what? We'll take care of him. Yeah. We'll all be in togas just sipping some Joe. You think it's coffee in that cup? I'm just asking.
No chance.
Or vodka?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying that is
no chance it's coffee.
That's a look. I love this guy. We'll retweet that. You guys can see it at 790 the ticket there. I just tweeted out Mike Perry's disgusting nose.
I was supposed to do that, but I didn't.
Yeah, not surprising. Anyway, it's at 790 ticket if you guys want to see it. And if you're not the queasy kind in the morning, I'm sure there's a lot of people getting up today. I know in Palm Beach is it the first day of school for Broward too? Is
no,
that what's rolling?
That's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
That's why I took Wednesday.
When
off.
Does Dade start?
I don't know when Dade starts. Don't know.
I figured they're the same as Broward.
I never know. I always feel like Palm Beach is in some different world.
Yeah, Palm Beach probably is, but Dade and Broward usually like are on cue, I would imagine.
I don't know.
The first day of school in Dade County is the 14th, maybe? No, that's a planned day. The 15th. Nope, that's not it either. The 19th, I guess.
That's a week from today.
Yep. The 19th.
All right. Well, either way, good luck to everybody in Palm Beach County starting school today. And I know we'll shout out everybody in Broward as they're going on as well. But the Miami Dolphins, they kind of had the weekend off. Not much was going on with them. They have a joint practice going on. This is the rare week where you have the tri-revenge game. It's interesting.
The what?
The tri-revenge game.
Well, you got Fitzpatrick.
Well, it's just Fitzpatrick, but they're going to have multiple joint practices, a couple of JPs. And so you have that and the preseason game. That's a tri-revenge game.
How is it a tri-revenge game?
Because that's three opportunities, baby. You go out there, Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to show. If he's going to take out, if he is going to put a death grip on the starting QB job, I would hope it'd be against the defense that he practiced against. That's all I'm saying.
You want to talk about Frosty between
you think it matters that you're familiar with the defense you're playing against when your offensive line?
You can't tell me it doesn't. You can't tell me we go
yes,
out.
Yes, I can.
Nope. Because here, listen. He's had so much intel on what he's going up against. He has such a clear advantage.
But how
over
about
Josh
the
Rosen
offense? But wait. Who needs the intel more? The quarterback or the offensive line?
Well, he's going to give the intel because he's got it.
You could know exactly what the guy across from you is going to do.
Listen, man.
You still got to be able to stop it.
You ain't good enough, you're going to get your ass
kicked. Right, exactly.
You can't tell me he doesn't have an advantage this week.
Really?
You can't tell me.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
He doesn't.
He does.
Okay.
First of all, he's had an advantage all camp. Admitted by Brian Flores, who's like, yeah, I'm going to give him the advantage. He gets to play with the ones and tough nuggets, Josh Rosen. But now the Rosen one's going to have to go in there. Not only is he going in there with inferior talent, but inferior intel. It's all out there, man. It's like if you go into this week and Ryan Fitzpatrick poops the bed, I'm sorry, we got to start having a real talk. I know that you were Team Fitzy and all that, and you want Fitzmagic to be rolling. But come on, man, if there's gonna be a week where he really separates himself, it's not gonna be Bucks week. Come on, what are we talking about here? You're a what is he, a 15-year veteran? A 15-year veteran. He's played like 20 years. You go out there and you have the opportunity
Yeah. What the hell did you just do?
He's like a 15-year, 20-year veteran. You go out there and you got all this intel. You got all that experience.
You just round up.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Well, he probably played 15 years with the football in 20 years. He sat on the bench a lot.
So. Yeah, a lot of intel. And good point, Robbie. This guy's so good at the intel because he's been on so many teams, so he knows to take on that intel. So you're telling me that he goes up in there against the Bucks. He shouldn't be just lighting them puppies up. Of course he should be.
He's going to play like two series.
Whoa. First of all, you're not listening. And that's extremely frustrating. It's a try-revenge game. That means the practices count as games. Everything counts. This is a quarterback competition. I don't know if you realize that. So if we're going to be in there and they're going to get – and we know
no more vacation.
No, no.
Every time you come back from some time off and
we know. No.
Robbie.
No.
And stop bringing stuff here that you practice on your kids.
No. I didn't practice on my kids.
No. Yes, a practice does not count as a game.
It's JP. Robbie, is it a JP or not a JP?
It is a JP.
It's a JP.
And you want to talk about?
Can I get a ruling? Does a JP count as a game?
No.
You don't think he wants to look better than Jameis Winston? Imagine the frostiness between him and Rosen. Yep. Imagine the frostiness of him and Jameis Winston.
Yeah, he's going to be giving him a look like, you see, could have had me, but you're stuck with old crab legs. Hey, it's a thing.
Oh, by the way,
Texel
points out, and. You might be in a little trouble here.
What'd I do?
Isn't it a new defense? Bowles is the coordinator.
Nah, it's the same personnel.
No.
Now you're just making excuses.
No. New defense.
They're all new players?
No, new defense.
Dolphins have a new defense. The same dudes. You don't think he knows the tells? You're telling me if Matt Moore came here, he wouldn't know what to do against Kiko Alonso?
And Dominican Sue's on the Bucks.
He is?
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then you just know run it up the middle. You'll be fine. Dude's a whiffer.
Can I just say your claim is
the
coming
dude
to
dude is a whiffer.
The only thing he eats up is salary cap.
You can't tell me that Ndamukong Suh is not a whiffer.
A whiffer?
Any key run you need to stop right up the gut.
Do you know what the
right up the gut?
Do you know what his job is?
Who?
I'd have the worst run defense in the league.
His job is cashing checks, fat ones.
If his job is to cause chaos, if you don't have people behind him to make plays, he looks useless. That's true. That's a fact.
No. I noticed that your arms were more swole. Were you cranking up the excuse machine all weekend for Ndamukong Suh? What was going on?
At least I wasn't practicing stuff on my kids.
I don't practice anything on my kids.
Really?
My kids practice
really?
Stuff on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like old Tommy got some hot takes over the weekend.
Nah. Nah.
You let your kid watch Serengeti?
I don't know, man. I was a little. He got a little bit froggy this weekend with the punching and the kicking this week. I feel like
Wait, what?
Why you got your
back
kid
up?
In the MMA?
We were watching some. I was watching some boxing replay, and he walks in and he looks up at the TV and he goes, "I could beat them up." And so I feel like I got to kind of hone it back, maybe a little bit more Dora the Explorer and a little less top rank boxing.
And you might want to pass on this week's Serengeti. I'm just saying.
Because the elephants are getting down.
Yeah, that's
probably a wise choice. I'm telling you, man, try revenge game. This is what's going on this week.
It's not a try revenge game.
We should get Dickerhoff on and break this down.
Nah.
What'd you call him?
Isn't that his name, G. Dickerhoff?
Deckerhoff.
Deckerhoff, okay.
Whatever.
I hope that's not a dump.
Nah, you're fine.
Just
a mistaken name. What can you do? Don't sweat it, Robbie. All right,
Greg. James Watson.
All right, Greg Popovich. He done bleeped up. I know he's a legend, but he has to be called out for his grave mistake this weekend. Plus, some weird stuff going on this week with the big three
and
the press conferences
get
afterwards.
Some sound of that, yeah.
Weird stuff. We'll get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.